General Fund, $14,715,000. Light and Water Fund, $38,253,000. Our Hospitality and Accommodation Tax Fund, $965,000. Other funds, $4,501,000. And then our combined total, so total spending plan for the City of Seneca for fiscal year 23, $58,434,123. No millage increase being presented in this budget. If you recall, we made some adjustments to our beautification department. We actually, with your permission, have pulled the beautification department out, set it into a separate department. We are proposing a 3% salary increase for staff. We have added the additional events into the HAT fund that we approved last year. That would be the Juneteenth, the Youth Carnival, the Hispanic Heritage Month, but we have incorporated those into our HAT fund. We've got $4.25 million in city rescue, American Rescue Plan funding, as well as a $3 million allocation out of Oconee County's ARPA funding. We'll talk about significant expense increases, rate increases, expense increases with regards to our Light and Water Fund, one of which is the Sewer Authority's expense. We also are already beginning contract renewal discussions and generation for our power purchase. Right now, as you know, we purchased through Santee Cooper. That contract expires in 2025. We'll talk about some not-so-good news with regards to our upcoming utility increases. Now, when I say utility increases, the focus of that is I'm not saying we're going to increase all of our rates. What I'm saying is the increases that we're faced with in our utility department as we go through the next year. There's a lot of scientific backing that goes into how we calculate a lot of these numbers. For example, fuel. We actually now go back and look at, with the help of our fuel card software and Mr. Beck, we actually go and pull usage reports from every department for the last few years and do an average kind of usage calculation. Then we apply that to what the current market fuel rate is and what we project future market fuel rate to be in order to generate what we're going to propose to you as a recommended expense on our total fuel cost. Okay. So you'll see when you review this at a later date and when we go through, that number has gone up. You can probably guess why.